All right, so last night, the North Kansas City Schools District determined that, you know, we're going to put the All Boys Are in Blue and Fun Home back on the shelves here. And a couple of books, we've read some excerpts from All Boys Are in Blue, and we, if we feel the need to and compelled to, we'll do it again at some point this morning here on KCMO. I'd rather not. But it is an overtly sexual book. In this case, it's a gay sex book. But I think for most folks, the problem is how sexual it is in nature. And is that a place, and is the school library a place that it should be readily accessible? That's the question. No one's trying to ban this book from, you know, going to buy it on Amazon or even getting it at your public library in town. But should it be available in a school? That's the question. Well, last night, North Kansas City decided, yeah, it should be. It's all good here. We like it. We're putting it back on the shelves. Let's say to Jay Richmond. He's the president of the Northland Parents Association. He's on KCMO. Jay, good morning. Thanks for being here. What is your reaction to last night?
Good morning, Pete, and thanks for the time. So last night, I actually was not at the meeting. I had a different meeting I had to be at. But I did go back and watch it. It's always available it's recorded. And it seemed that the reaction from this student association was very scripted. Common theme throughout, dealing with race, dealing with gender, dealing with ethnicity. They did talk about the sexuality some, but they basically were encouraging it. They said they should be able to explore. And the district is trying to stand behind the First Amendment, saying that they have the right to do that. I guess my question would be, how does that play into having access to cigarettes or alcohol or pornography at a adult bookstore? They're not even allowed to be in an adult bookstore because they're not of age. Yeah. We have talked to several sex trafficking victims, victims of rape. And the common conversation is that the more that these kids are desensitized to this material, the more they're given this material, and even at young ages, it's what gets them comfortable so that people that are predators can easily have those conversations, can easily lure them in. That's what we're trying to prevent. You know, the common theme had to do with, you know, race. And from day one, we have said, this has nothing to do with race. This has nothing to do with LGBTQ. It has to do with the sexually explicit material. It's that simple.
Yeah. And Jay, I mean, even the Associated Press, which wrote about this, their first sentence here in the story last night was, North Kansas City School District returned two LGBTQ-themed books to the high school shelves Monday following outcry. I think you've made it clear, and we've made it clear on this show, the LGBTQ aspect of this is not the controversial part, correct?
Correct. And it's funny that on the Instagram page of this student association, it states on there that it's organized by North Kansas City High School, and it includes the Women's Empowerment Club, Black Student Union, Young Democrats, Muslim Student Association, Asian Student Association, all of which is fine. But this is not an LGBTQ or race issue.
Yeah.
It's almost as if the administration organized this, put forward, and the common theme was, we stand together. You heard that on many of the speeches from the kids last night. It was a very well political organized scenario.
What is that Instagram page for the kid union?
It is, let's see here. Let's see if I can get it pulled up. Northland Student Association.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Northland Student Association. I just want to take a look at that. I mean, you're right. I don't know, you know, being part of the Asian club at North Kansas City High School, what's that have to do with whether or not you want porn on your shelves in the library? I mean, how they're conflating race with LGBTQ issues and then somehow applying it to this book. Hmm. I have no idea how they're coming to that conclusion. Do you know, though? Do you know if this is one of those things that there are people in the schools, teachers or administrators, who are organizing this movement?
I cannot say with 100% certainty. Because we don't have access to communications, we don't know, you know, if there's a principal, a teacher, or even the administrators doing this. I find it unusual that it's that well organized that quickly by students. I've got high school students. I know how that works. It's just not a common scenario. And the fact that they're wanting to beat a drum that has nothing to do with what we're talking about tells me that they have been given wrong information. They've been told this is what the fight's about, because that's the political buzzword. That's where, you know, oftentimes those scenarios are used to get somebody to sit down and shut up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just not the case here. Mm-hmm. We're not beating those drums. They are. And so that's why we're not, you know, we're not backing down on this.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Jay Richmond. He is the president of the Northland Parents Association. I don't know if you saw this from State Senator Lauren Arthur. I don't know if she is your state senator up there, but she was there last night, and she said here on social media, "I'm so impressed by the students who spoke against book banning at the North Kansas City School Board meeting. They were brilliant, thoughtful, and righteous. Preparing students to navigate tough topics means they'll also be better equipped to make positive change. We saw it tonight." How would you respond to your local state senator, Lauren Arthur?
Well, I mean, I have to go back to the concept of this material is not available to them if they were to walk into a store. It's illegal for them to have it. Why would we make it available in the schools where taxpayer funding is taking place? Yeah, the kids last night wanted to talk about, well, we can find much worse on the internet. Well, yes, you can. But that doesn't mean that it's legal for an adult to provide it to you and to hand it to you.
That's a good point.
Same thing, you know, it goes back to cigarettes. Do kids get a hold of cigarettes? Do kids get a hold of alcohol? Yes, they do. But a parent would be charged if they had a party at the house and allowed the kids to be drinking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the issue.
All right, Jay. So you are the president of the Northland Parents Association. North Kansas City Schools puts back in these overtly sexual books onto the school bookshelves. What are you guys planning there? What can you do? And if people want to get involved because they're fed up, I mean, what's the play here for you guys on this issue going forward? Is it really focusing on these school board races? That's more of a long-term thing. Are there short-term plans? What do people need to know right now?
Well, I can say that the Northland Parent Association has exploded with phone calls of parents who are finding out about this stuff and are extremely aggravated. We are exploring every option, both legal, prosecution, whatever it may be. We absolutely are focusing on school boards because as parents, we need to take back control of these school boards. And it's not just North Kansas City. I know we've looked at all the other districts in the Northland and even out in Blue Springs area in Kansas. This is happening across the country. Parents absolutely need to stand up and get involved and take back their kids' education. Mm-hmm. That is the long-term play, and that is what we will focus on for sure.
And people can find you at NorthlandParentAssociation.com. Jay, thank
Correct.
You for being here.
We're also on social media.
Also on social media, Facebook and Twitter?
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right. Just search Northland Parent Association?
Correct.
Good deal. Jay, thank you for being here. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Pete.
You bet. That is Jay Richmond, the president of the Northland Parent Association here on KCMO Talk Radio.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.